Cherry wants to know how the boy doing. As we get to the world, what can it help? From the abyss, the mind and find me. Here's wishing you a beautiful weekend. It's the end of the day.
I'm depending on how the greetings going on the Bedeau's men of hate, depending on how the greetings going on the Bedeau's men of the Bedeau's Shalazi Juma, the greetings that can be here from his brother Shalazi and the Bedeau's happy birthday, wishing you all the best on your birthday, happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday greetings and also coming at you from Orlando, Trinidad. Happy birthday greetings and also coming at you from Orlando, Trinidad. Sending his salams and best wishes to you, brother Usman. Greetings and coming to you on your birthday from Sheikh Farooq. Greetings and coming to you on your birthday from to say how much he respects you. I love you, dear. To say how much he respects you. I love you, dear birthday boy. Happy birthday, birthday boy. We've been talking about the program.
Remember, Join us for the concert and that's when you want the day to join us for Chartered Concert in Zandra 19.3 p.m. Vid Control Center 43-45 in Markham. In need of just tickets, multi-lala families. Dinner is included at tickets are only $15. Chattery are only searching. Malala, Adji, Nadir, Ray, Arjun, Nalini, Ema, Devnam, Pran, and Menemsi. Your strongly chosen ambassador will be your MC. For sponsorship on the service. Tickets for our taxi 416-464-8338. Join us at Vidi Control Center, January 19th at 3 p.m. Join us and say no to domestic violence. It is sponsored by Shabdam Radio.
But again, that is $115 a month. And going to do the internet. And again, most of the will be going to the victim of that domestic violence. Where a step down.
The real problem. Every time the country really had an opportunity to heal those who do so properly, for at least the eventually Castro wins in 1996 with the archive and the government, with publishing the treatment and other legal reasons, and I believe for the treatment and other legal reasons, and I believe for the first time the differences are putting aside tribal differences in a country, but and look towards building a country, but of course that lasts too long because in 1991 that lasts too long because in 1991 that government was the fact of the fact that we are almost, if you look here at the fact that we are almost 56 years into the nation, every institution that was almost every institution of state, whether it's health care, whether it's the emergency system, whether it's health care, education, social decay, widespread social decay, schools, for example, you see that in the schools there is a lowering of standard of work and the values and beliefs is not one the work should be implemented or can be, also is not one that should be emulated or can be. You have us to have a country rising among the domestic violence. You have us at home rising among the domestic violence. You also have a situation where we continue to deal with, to have no restaurants in our economy, to deal with the ups and downs of oil and gas prices. I've got 50 years to talk about that. We've never really attempted 50 years to go, but we've never really attempted the easiest thing to go to Texas to push them oil and gas. The easiest thing is to pull some oil and gas out of the ground. And we have to depend now on the rest of the world in the end, because we still depend now on the rest of the world of people, because we import seems to all of these are really fundamental, because seems to all of these are really fundamental issues that requires what I call the correct intellectual horsepower and the correct political will. You may have read it from the out of the situation. You may have read it from the out of the and many of your listeners may have read and heard of the reason we are now going to be affected and trend the rest of the world, whereby we are now going to be dependent on the rest of the world for alternatives we are with food, and it means therefore we will be importing energy oil, and it means therefore we will be importing oil that fuel our economies, and that is the fuel for motor vehicles, LPG for cooking and so on.
He's never done anything of any kind, but he's now Minister of Field.
as a hell killing stuff, and even trailer of them and stuff, and anything and even screen and stuff. So and even stronger on that person, as that person will be stronger in that place once you found out the clue. The majority of people who don't know this are finding themselves also. The majority of people who don't know this are among themselves also with people who don't know, because they want the people on them. They don't really want their own position, no more than them, because they're very insecure in their own positions. And you know you very few leading the blind, and you have very few who may have achieved anything in a government, who may have achieved anything in life, who are there. They're not wanting to get into government, but do what they have to do. If you look at both opposition government and non-government government, and look at both opposition and non-government, and count in your hands the number of people who may have achieved or exceeded government outside of the even before they got into government. Many of those, it would be even less if you counted how many of those have had international experience of working outside on the board and have excelled abroad. You have come back to yourself. Now, you only get what you throw at it. So if you throw the best resources at what you throw at it, so if you throw the best resources at the problem, you will likely to get a solution that is acceptable to all of them. If you don't, then the opposite occurs. You make the problem even bigger. To keep petrol alive.
I believe that the worst decision that any government is a singular legal worst decision that any government in front of us to be ever taken had many serious on problems. We are aware of that serious because of mismanagement problems. We are aware of that because of mismanagement of resources. Primarily German under the previous system regime, when they entered into, for example, Finland, the projects, for example, $450 million, and still needed $350 million. We lost $3 billion on the world GTM plant. There is a great belief among many that were corruptly handled in any case. How have I had to say all of that? It's actually that a different purpose of these important enterprises provides them with that purpose for sovereignty. So provide them that let it be a goal with energy sovereignty, which means that we produce our own energy, our own perception. Now, it is looted and staffed, and it was looted and staffed, and
Offshore drilling, the other one would have been land production, which would be in land drilling and then refining and marketing. You say also talked about reducing energy efficiency and the recovery through improved energy efficiency and the recovery of improved process efficiencies. They also talked about reduction of overtime. I've read in total about a huge amount of rentals of plant and equipment and so on and so forth. The union sat down with the management and it was agreed between the union and the management that they would work out a plan to meet and train
So these are all unintended consequences that is going to affect
you have in today, you have for decades to come. You have a social situation where the people who in the world that find jobs elsewhere find it extremely difficult to find jobs elsewhere. I mean, they're not Australian saying to one to find it. Even if, I mean, you send them to a student who wants to find their 50s, you send them home and they're going to retire with young people, okay, fair enough, the young engineers, the young people, the young engineers, the young, young professionals who have the
The Prime Minister of 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 the
make up that bill. So there are two separate issues. And in fact, there was not that many people was paid for, in fact, by the TNS. Was paid for by the TNS as a partner to the nation. My suspicions are that it addressed the nation. And my suspicions are that it is a party
I think you're the one who wants to be.